Shocking video shows knife-wielding woman charging NYPD officers after fatally stabbing woman, wounding man in Times Square. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 1, 2026. Shocking video shows a knife-wielding woman who stabbed two people in Times Square, charge at NYPD officers before being fatally shot. The woman, identified as 49-year-old Pamela Cisneros, is seen on video clutching two knives while surrounded by police on Monday afternoon, after police say she fatally stabbed a woman and wounded another man during the random attack. Watch below, warning, viewer discretion is advised. "I'm not dropping anything," Cisneros can be heard telling the officers, before adding, "I would rather kill both of you. I will kill you." Moments later, the woman began swinging her arms in wide circles, with the knives still in both hands, prompting NYPD officers to discharge their tasers. Nonetheless, Cisneros would not go down and began charging the police while extending the knives toward them, video shows. Officers then opened fire, hitting Cisneros, which sent her to the ground. Once on the ground, footage shows Cisneros visibly bleeding from her gunshot wounds, at which point officers detain the woman and begin life-saving efforts. Cisneros, however, was later pronounced dead at Bellevue Hospital. During her knife rampage, Cisneros, a Queens native, fatally stabbed 32-year-old Bank of America Vice President Erin Piacenti, who had recently celebrated her second wedding anniversary, according to a report by People. Her other victim was a 68-year-old man whose identity has not been released, PBS reported. Cisneros's New York City stabbing spree and her subsequent fatal shooting by police all transpired within a time span of about 20 minutes, according to multiple reports. "I saw a guy bleeding profusely from his right leg," witness Linda Ruiz told New York Daily News. "He was gushing blood, saying, 'I need help. Help me.' I went to get a cop on the corner and there was another lady on the floor," Ruiz added. "There was a lot of blood. She wasn't conscious. The police were trying to resuscitate her. But she wasn't moving. It was horrible." NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch noted that Cisneros had a documented mental health history with the police department, which included two incidents in 2018 and 2019, but was never arrested. "This was an extraordinarily dangerous situation unfolding in the heart of Times Square, the crossroads of the world," Tisch told reporters at a press conference Monday night. "At any given moment, there are thousands of New Yorkers, commuters, tourists, families, workers moving through these streets," the NYPD commissioner added. Tisch also commented that the incident was an unprovoked attack. "Our officers were confronted with a rapidly evolving threat with countless innocent people around them. In that moment, they did what we trained them to do," she said. Alana Mastrangelo Rask is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.